Hi, I'm Elisa Lamel, Legal Content Specialist for Cross Financial. Joining me today is Jill Sauber, Certified Elder Law Attorney and owner of Sauber Legal Services, located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Jill became a Certified Elder Law Attorney in June 2022, making her only the second attorney in her state to obtain this professional designation. In today's episode, I'll be asking her to share her reasons for wanting to obtain this designation, what the process was like, and why she feels other elder law attorneys could benefit from obtaining the certification as well. Hi, Jill. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I'm really excited to talk to you about this topic because we're talking about being a certified elder law attorney and what that all entails. So first of all, tell me why you wanted to obtain this certification and what made you finally want to apply?
So I knew that the CELA certification existed, and I have been practicing basically solely in the elder law practice area since I became licensed. I knew that I needed 5 years under my belt and a certain amount of cases within those practice areas for elder law in order to get certified. I was becoming more involved in like the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys and the ABA Senior Lawyers Division. And I was getting invited to be like on the NALA Foundation Board of Trustees, for example. So as I was sitting at the same table with some of the biggest names in elder law and some of my idols, I felt like I needed to kind of get over my imposter syndrome a little bit, go seek the CELA certification. And it would help me kind of get over my imposter syndrome.
Okay, so tell me, can you walk me through a little bit what that application process all looks like?
Yeah, so it's very involved. There are a few things I wish I had known before I started it, because there are kind of two parts to the application. So there's the short application that is submitted to kind of put you in the queue or to start some of the critical timelines and deadlines. And then later after you take the CELA certification exam, you get some of the other documents in place, then you compile a long application. So from kind of start to finish, when I actually initiated that short application until I took the exam and submitted the long application, it was probably about 9 months. I started planning that far in advance.
Okay, so let's talk about the exam portion, because I hear that talked about a lot and that it can be really challenging. So for you, what were some of the resources or study methods that you found to be really helpful?
So first and foremost, the National Elder Law Foundation, or NELF, has some great materials on their website. So if you are interested in getting CELA certified, you can check it out. There's the short form application, the rules and regulations for certification. They have, I think, a sample exam and then kind of like an applicant handbook. So if you do express some interest in getting certified, either NELF will send those to you, or I think you can download them from the NELF website. So those are really handy to kind of see just at a glance what kind of questions might come up on the exam. For me, I chose to also do kind of a study group. So Robert Fleming, who is a CELA, runs this study group in advance of the CELA exam. And I found that extremely helpful. The exam is given twice a year. I think it's usually March and September. So depending on when you plan to take that exam and when you get your short application in, you want to make sure that you give yourself enough time to actually study. And those study groups, at least the one that Robert Fleming did, I think it started about 3 or 4 months before the exam. And they pace you to study. I mean, they're going to anticipate that you know the practice area, you know the areas that are kind of covered under the exam. But what they really do is give you the lay of the land on how to answer the questions, time management, because it's a timed exam, And they give practice exams and they grade them, which I found extremely helpful before I took the actual exam, the 5.5 hours sitting all day to take it.
So on that written portion of the exam, are they just giving you a grade on the practice test, or are they also giving you some feedback to help you structure your answers better?
Both in the study group. That's why I found it so helpful, because it wasn't just like, oh, you got X points on this practice question. It was, here's where we see some gaps. Here's how you could bolster your answer. Here's what the exam graders are actually going to be looking at, because I think Marsha Goodman was also part of that study group, and he brought in other kind of speakers or other practicing CELAs, and gave some tidbits about like what they're looking for, because they are on the CELA exam grading committee.
Oh, that's awesome. So you get firsthand kind of real world experience of what they're looking for.
Exactly. Yeah.
So other than an incredible sense of accomplishment, which I'm sure you felt after you took your exam, what are some of the benefits of obtaining the certification?
Well, it's a cool thing after your name, right? But aside from that, I think it really sets yourself apart. If you're going to practice in this area long term, there's a lot of good marketing ability when you have the CELA designation. And along with that comes some recognition that you actually know what you're talking about, right? When I said that I wanted to get certified because I needed to get over this idea that I needed to prove to myself that I knew what I was talking about, it also proves to other people that I know the basics about all these practice areas on the exam and that I've had enough cases to back that up.
Okay, so can you kind of walk me through a little bit, like maybe how your business has changed or your reputation has changed within the elder law industry as well since obtaining your CELA?
Yeah, so getting the CELA designation really helped. I think I'm the only practicing CELA in the state of Minnesota, so that right there brings in a little bit more business. I don't think a ton has changed, to be honest, because my business was very busy anyway, but it did bring in more referrals from other, like out of state or other elder law attorneys out of Minnesota. So if they have a client that maybe wants to move to Minnesota or they have real estate here, they'll look at the NELF website or the NALA directory and see the CELA designation and send me that referral. So I'm kind of at the top of the list for a lot of those queries, which is really nice, right? Because I'm getting a lot of really good referrals from other attorneys who practice in this area, and they've teed it up for me. So I know when the client comes in, they know what to expect, and the referring attorney knows that I can handle the case.
Oh, very cool. Well, I would imagine then that you also have your own kind of network then within CELAs in different states that if something were to come up, you could connect with.
Exactly. Yes. I made a lot of great professional friends throughout the United States who are also CELAs. So that's pretty cool too, because you get to network with other CELAs and meet people who are just as passionate about elder law as you are. That's kind of fun.
So obtaining your CELA is not a mandatory requirement to becoming an elder law attorney. So can you tell me why you think other elder law attorneys should pursue this certification?
Yeah, well, it's a benefit because it's cool, right? You're one of the cool kids because you have your CELA designation. But truly, I think if you're going to practice in this area, it's a benefit to your practice. It really kind of preps you're covering different areas that you may not touch every day in your practice, especially when you're studying for the CELA exam. So I learned a lot. And then you're learning more about kind of broader practice areas within elder law, and you might even be able to expand your practice or cover more types of cases than you are right now. And not only that, but I think the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. I think if we can get more CELAs out there, expand the network, get more people getting certified. It's growing the network of elder law attorneys, and we all know the demographics. We are all busy gangbusters. There's enough work to go around, and it'd be nice to be able to refer out cases to other CELAs if I can't handle it, I have a conflict, or I'm just too busy at that time.
Have you experienced clients reaching out to you to work with you solely because you are a CELA and you have that designation behind your name?
Absolutely, yes. I think that the savvy clients that know where to look for, you know, finding an elder law attorney, they're not just Googling, they're actually doing some research into what they actually need. They're going to find that the NELA directory or NELF directory, and they're going to know what that CELA designation stands for. They'll have done the research. But I think even more than that, I get a lot of my referrals from other attorneys. And that's just the nature of my practice I always have. So for me, other attorneys see that designation and refer their clients to me. So I think it really bolsters that recommendation too, because the client can see, oh, they have something special, right? They have some certification in this area. Obviously, I'm being sent to the right place.
All right. So for any of our attorneys who are watching who maybe are interested in applying for their CELA or they're getting ready to sit for the exam, what are some tips that you would give them for either preparing the application or sitting for the exam, studying, anything like that?
First, go on the NELF website before you submit your short application and make sure you have all the requirements going back from the date of the application when you submit it, because that's sort of the triggering date. I didn't really realize that when I submitted it. Thankfully, I had, you know, the 60 cases I needed within the last few years. I had been practicing for over 5 years. And then when you file that short application, it starts a 2-year window for you to complete the exam and the long application. But you're going back in time or forward from that short application date. That is the critical date. So before you submit that to NELF and get the ball rolling, look, make sure that you have your ducks in a row. Make sure you've got the CLE credits. Make sure you've got the cases in the different practice areas. And make sure that you fit all the other requirements. And then go for it.
Awesome. Well, that's really good advice. And I love that we were able to discuss this in your personal story with us. For any of our viewers watching who maybe want to connect with you or reach out to you for personal questions, how can they get in touch with you?
You can email me at Jill, J-I-L-L, at sauberlaw.com. That's S like Sam, A-U, B like boy, E-R-L-A-W. Or you can call me, 612-524-7355. I would love to chat.
Awesome. We're going to be sure to link your contact information at the end of the interview. Thank you so much for your time today, Jill. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.